Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. Authorities have identified the members of a family killed in a murder-suicide. Police believe Matthew Mitchell killed his wife, Ty, and their 4-year-old and 8-year-old kids before taking his own life. The couple owned 2 restaurants, Traveler's Table and Traveler's Cart. Authorities came to the house earlier this week to do a welfare check after friends and acquaintances hadn't heard from them. They found all 4 dead at the scene. An investigation is ongoing. In other news, an HEB store in the uptown area will operate normally today after shutting down yesterday briefly when a man pointed a gun at a security guard in the parking lot. Police say the suspect is now in custody. He is a former employee who was fired, according to authorities. Multiple outlets report that employees in the store moved customers towards the back as the situation was unfolding in the parking lot. Nobody was hurt. The average price of regular gas in Houston has officially hit $4 a gallon. That's a 9-cent increase over 2 days and almost a 25-cent increase compared to a week ago, according to the AAA. Diesel fuel is now averaging over $5 a gallon in our city. That's a $1 jump compared to last year. Premium, meanwhile, is approaching $5 on average. In sports, the Astros beat the Dodgers 2-1 last night, but they suffered a big loss. Shortstop Carlos Correa has a significant left ankle injury and is going to miss some time. How much time is still an open question. However, he is seeing a specialist today. Correa will be added to the long list of injured Astros to start the season. The Dodgers wrap up their visit to Houston this afternoon. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 85. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 71.